How's it, guys? Welcome back. So today I wanted to give all of you some helpful advice if you're a young guy just starting off with your first vehicle, or even if you're much older and you have experience with cars but you don't have good experiences. I wanted to give you some advice on how to have this mindset in your head when you own an old vehicle. And this one thing that I'm going to tell you is going to change your old perception about an old vehicle and a new vehicle. So would you guys say that throughout my lifetime there's been a time where I was quite big, I was an adult, I was 19, 18, and I didn't even know how to change a spare wheel. I didn't even know how to use a wheel spanner or how to use a basic socket and a ratchet. I don't even know what a ratchet was. So I was 18 years old, starting my first job, and then the job was quite far from where I stay, and there was no public transport available. That time there was no Ubers and stuff like that. So I decided to buy my first car. I bought a Corsa Light. Corsa Lights are lovely vehicles. And yeah, I bought the car. It was quite cheap at the time. The car was, what I saw, it looked good. I didn't understand anything about mechanics, so I had no one to guide me when I was buying the vehicle. I got no one in my family that knows about cars. So I bought the vehicle. And then I should use it to work every day. I should have minor problems like a wheel bearing, and maybe the brakes were low and stuff. And I'll always give my car to a mechanic because I didn't know any better. I didn't even know any reputable mechanic that I could constantly give them business. So any mechanic that I found, even on the roadside, I should go to them and tell them, hey, my car has this problem, it has that problem. And these guys should, I'm not saying all mechanics are bad, but these guys should rip me off sometimes because I had zilch knowledge about vehicles. So they should fix the car, maybe a shortcut fix. I'll drive the vehicle, I'll have another problem. And it was an ongoing cycle, like I earned very little at the time. So imagine I should work to repair that car every single month to take me back to work. And it was a constant cycle, constant stress. And yeah, I went through hell. It was a lot of petrol pump problems, a lot of injector problems, timing. I didn't even know what was timing in an engine. I didn't even know how an engine operated, like about the pistons and the valves. And I just suffered for so many years. Not so many years, it was about 2 years I suffered like that. Then I got tired. I sold the vehicle because the car came to me in a good condition. As my usage and taking all the wrong mechanics, the car ended up with so much a problem, so I had to sell it. So I sold the vehicle. I bought a Opel Kadett 1.6i. Same story. I carried on having a lot of problems. But every time when I had the second car, the Opel, the Kadett, I started doing research about vehicles. So I started doing research about vehicles, started to understand how the vehicle's ignition works, how the fueling system works, and how the combustion takes place in general. And I just started keeping that knowledge with me, learning that knowledge. So when I should take it to another mechanic, I should ask them questions and try to figure out if my knowledge that I gained is similar to what they are telling me, the explanations. And I still had a lot of problems with mechanics. So I ended up having problems with that, kind of sold it. And then I bought a Golf. Now by this time I was dick, I was tired. I was like 20. I would say 19 going for 20. Or yeah, 20. So then I decided to take this leap of faith. I told myself, you know what? I'm a graphic designer by trade. I've always been a graphic designer. I had no one to teach me anything about cars. So I started working by myself. Every single problem I should get, I should try my best, do my research. And when I say research, I mean, don't just go on the internet on Google. Let's just say you have a problem with no spark. Don't just go on the internet, listen to a few threads at what Google has to say, or if you're using ChatGPT now, like take everything on the internet for granted. You need to do thorough research. I'm telling you, I should go to work, come back, spend my whole evening or spend a couple of evenings trying to understand a certain aspect about a vehicle. And I carried on that way. I should ask mechanics questions. I should come home. I should fiddle. Sometimes I shouldn't even have a problem with my car. I should open the bonnet and I would take my time locating the parts, seeing if I remove one part, what will happen to the vehicle, and just, trial and error. And it carried on like that for a couple of years. And I owned a Corsa Lite. I owned a Cadet 1.6. I owned a Golf 1.3 97 model. I've owned Polo Players 1.4i. I've owned iTunes. I owned Conquest. I've owned new spec Golfs like 2007 injected. And I just carried on like that. I've owned so many vehicles, and each car taught me a new skill. Each car made me into a mechanic. Each car, even though I struggled with so much of cars and so much of headache and money lost throughout the years, I will never change a thing. And the only thing I would change if I had to go back in time is don't ever give up on your vehicle. The reason I'm saying this is because you go onto Facebook Marketplace, maybe a friend of yours is selling a car, and then you like the car, you buy it, and then you realize that a lot of people sell vehicles because they are selling you their problems. They have problems with the car, they are dick, they are tired. You might think, hey, I'm getting a good deal, I'm getting a good price. You buy the vehicle and then all the problems are yours. So it's your duty, if you are paying a certain amount for your vehicle, let's just say you get a car for 20k. If you're paying 20k, you need to understand that the car needs work. You need to have the mentality, I'm buying this vehicle, I'm not going to give up on it, I'm going to take care of it. Because throughout its lifespan, a lot of guys had this car, a lot of people driven this car, and when it comes to you, it comes with so much of problems. So you as an individual need to understand the fact that it's better the devil you know. You'd rather fix your wheel bearing, you'd rather fix your suspension from scratch, you'd rather fix your gearbox problem, you'd rather fix whatever issue you have with the vehicle. You know you are doing it one step at a time, and at the end of everything, you would have a good, reliable car. Don't ever let a problem with a vehicle make you have the thought of selling it, because you're going to sell it and then you're going to end up with a bigger problem. So keep that in mind when you're buying a car, and take my life, I won't say a life story, but take my experience and take it with like a testimony. Know that what I've been through and how am I able to repair mostly any vehicle by myself now, but I couldn't do it back then. Everybody has the potential to do it. You would never say a graphic designer, a guy that sits behind the desk Monday to Friday, will learn a trade like this. And trust me, it's the best feeling ever when you're able to take your tools, go to your vehicle and repair it by yourself, knowing you did it with your hard sweat, with the money that you worked hard for, and it's just too rewarding. So yeah, guys, I hope this helped you. Remember, it took me 10 cars or more to gain all my knowledge and all my experience that I have with vehicles, but it'll take you much quicker because you have people like myself and a lot of other YouTubers and influencers that's going to help you. And what I took like maybe 10 years with 10 vehicles, it could take you a year. So don't feel like overwhelmed. Don't think about the car's wiring like, oh my God, it's rocket science. Don't think about that engine's bearing knock or anything like it's out of this world, because we are humans. We created these things, so why can we not repair it? So that was my some quick tips for you guys. Hope it helps. Hope it opens your head a bit, and it'll help you in your future car choices. A lot of guys, trust me, I know a lot of guys are currently sitting with their vehicles not running. They are so tired. They're messaging me and they have so much of headache. And you can see the people are just drained out. Just know there was one stage in my life I was just like you, until I made the change to actually go out there and put in the time, put in the effort, do my research, like thorough research, do stuff for myself, trial and error, getting it wrong, hurting myself in the process, making full of marks on my hands and hurting my back. And your body gets worn out when you work with vehicles. But do all of those things, and trust me, your life, your social life, your family life, your life in general is going to be so much better, because the thing of caste stress will be out of the way. I was a person where if I had a minor problem in my vehicle, I wouldn't want to drive it too far. If somebody says they want to go a certain place, I would like say, you know what, I can't come, or my car is giving me a problem, I don't know what to do, I can't. And that was my constant stress in my brain, only car. But now I would take a car with a misfire and drive it how far, because I know at the end of the day I can repair it. So that was some food for thought. Hope you guys appreciated this video, and please like, subscribe. I'm going to show you guys big things. I'm not one to really do my car up and make it look good and stuff, because I don't really fancy that. But I know this channel is going to require a lot of my attention to detail, not only with mechanics, but and not with only teaching you Golf 1 tips. I'm going to show you a lot of good stuff on this channel regarding how I'm going to make my car look and stuff like that. So that's only going to be possible if this channel grows. So far it's quite tough, but I'm not giving up. I'm just putting my all in. I try my best, even if I don't have anything to post and show you guys in a week, I try my best to put something out there, because I know every bit of information is going to help somebody. So you guys do me that favor, subscribe, make my channel grow, and you are going to benefit in the long run. Sharp guys, take care.